Many of us think about our dream home. When designer Chris Toledo dreams about his, he lets his imagination run wild. He wants a Spanish-style house with hand-painted floor tiles, circling staircases, and at least 12 bedrooms. That is his dream. For now, Toledo lives in a small two-bedroom apartment. But that has not stopped him from building his dream home. It is just a lot smaller. A lot. Toledo was born and raised in Southern California. He has been working on his miniature Spanish-style dream home for the past 2 years.
Here in California, Spanish style is very common. You know, you can't go anywhere in Los Angeles without seeing Spanish-style houses.
The beauty of these mansions is there for anyone to see on the outside. But it is not easy to get a look at the inside of these homes. Homeowners protect their mansions with security gates, walls, and in some cases, armed guards. But Toledo found a way to get around all that security. He went online and looked at houses for sale on real estate websites.
I would go on real estate websites and look at houses that are for sale that are the same style, the same age period, and I would just look and see all the original details. And most of the houses that I used for inspiration, they were probably about $2 to $10 million.
Inspired by the Mediterranean style, he researched the style thoroughly. He filled his Spanish-style mini mansion with objects true to that style. Many he made by hand. His miniature version is as real as he can make it. His small house is made of real wood. He covered the wood with a material that would have been part of a real Spanish-style building. He hand-painted over 6,000 small tiles for the floors. The house even has electricity, and Toledo made all the lights by hand. He also made other household objects, like tables and pillows. Other objects he bought and then painted to fit the house. He even included a copy of a very old oil painting that he found in a book on Spanish design. Toledo's final creation is extremely true to life. The bathroom sinks have water markings. The lighting fixtures have extremely small spider webs. Other pieces have dust on them. The only thing his miniature mansion does not have is running water. Toledo was afraid it would ruin the building. One person has already offered Toledo $80,000 for his miniature dream home. Toledo says he plans to use that money for a down payment on a home. It may not be a mansion, but it will be real and full-sized. I'm Ana Mateo.